possibility. Straight down the depths of my soul. When your love comes down, I lose my self-control. Show me this power in simplicity. And if you want good loving, baby, it's my specialty. You got me insane with possibility.
Mackenzie Blues Band are one of the hottest bands out of Owen Sound. They really should be a must-see when they come to your town. Featuring the powerhouse vocals of Tara Mackenzie alongside the guitar of Trevor Mackenzie with Joel Dawson on bass and Mike Weir on drums, they were voted Best New Artist or Group at the 2014 Maple Blues Awards. They released their sophomore album, Slam Bam, an album of dark and spiritual but ultimately uplifting blues, early this year. We caught up with band members Tara Mackenzie, Trevor Mackenzie and Mike Weir at the Folk Music Ontario Conference for a feature-length conversation. Enjoy. So it's great to be able to talk to you guys today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. How are you enjoying the Folk Music Ontario Conference?
Loving it. Some great elevator jams going on.
Seeing lots of our friends here, which is really great.
I'd like to start this conversation and talk a little bit about how you all got into music. I know, obviously, Trevor and Tara, you're married. Mike's yeah. with you as well. Why don't we start off talking about how you got into music, Tara, and then let's weave the guys in.
Sure thing. I met my music teacher, Dr. Houghton, when I was 6 years old. My family comes from Ireland and Barrow and Furness in England. He basically recognized talent in me. And because he also came from a background that was not very wealthy, he recognized that it probably wouldn't be accessible for my family to pay for full-time music lessons for me. So he took that on. And he taught me voice and all orchestra instruments. And he pretty much gave me access to any instrument that I wanted to get my hands on. I was very hungry for music, of course. I've studied music theater. I have studied opera at Zena Academia in Budapest. And my whole life pretty much revolves around, and will hopefully until I die, the study and love of music, and especially the science of voice. And that's what I do as well as this band for my living is teach singers. So I'm very passionate about the voice and the vocal instrument.
Did you realize when you were very young that you had this great voice? I mean, certainly as someone who comes to your shows and listens to you on album, that's something that really leaps out at you. That, wow, this woman has an incredible voice.
Thank you.
People tease me because when I MC, I have been known to shake chandeliers in rooms.
Sure, wonderful.
But you do that too, I would imagine.
Indeed. I did show up on the planet with a very big voice and an uncharacteristically well-rounded voice for a child. And so it was a bit freakish for people to hear this adult voice come out of a child. So thanks to Dr. Houghton, he was able to kind of help train that and help me get the best out of the instrument.
So how did you meet Trevor?
Well, Trevor and I met briefly because of like a church youth group when we were teenagers. We had some mutual friends at that were in a little church band, and we both loved music so much that we ended up in this crummy little band, and we went to Detroit to play at a gospel music festival. And then we didn't see each other for at least another decade. And a mutual chum of ours, when I was home on Christmas holiday from my job in Amsterdam, said, "Hey, go see Trevor. He's at the music store." So I went in to the music store. It was Trevor's day off, but he happened to be there. And I needed I didn't really need guitar strings. I just needed an excuse to go in and say hi to this guy I hadn't seen in a long time. And it turned out that we very, very quickly became an item, hot item. And we were engaged very quickly. And we've been married for 15 years now in November. And it was pretty much a whirlwind thing. I had a friend in Amsterdam, and Trevor also had a partner, and we kind of settled those things down before we decided to actually really get together. So anyway, that was it. They're all lovely people in our past, but we're really happy with our present and future.
So Trevor, tell us a little bit about what it's like to make music with not just an incredible singer, but also somebody who's your life partner.
It's great. We get to travel together, you know, so all your time that you're spending. Because if you weren't, then you'd be away from those people during that time. So that works out pretty conveniently. It's just like making music with any other person, though, really, at the end of the day. So
I always wonder, you never tire of it. I mean, I imagine, you know, when you're in a duo, and, you know, there's the classic duos in history,
yeah.
You know, George Jones, Tammy Wynette,
yeah.
and the issues they go through. I imagine with the pressure being on the road, recording, and everything else, that it must be hard to switch off when you're, you know, this is the Mackenzie Blues Band, I'm Trevor, she's Tara, we play together. And then you have other situations where, you know, we're just the Mackenzies, we live in Owen Sound.
Right. And if I'm getting too much of Tara, I can go hang out with Mike or Joel or something for a bit, too.
So, Mike, why don't you tell us how you joined the band?
How I joined the band, I guess that would have went back to... I guess I've known Trevor since I was 16. Yeah, it's been a long time. We've played in other projects together, and then one day they just gave me the call to... said, "Hey, we got this blues band happening, and wondering if I wanted to come out and, you know, see how it felt." And the next thing you know, we're here. It's feeling pretty good. So.
It feels pretty good.
Yeah.
What is it like to be a blues band? You know, I'll start with you, Mike. I mean, you're in the blues band. Obviously, you're adept at playing lots of different styles. Is the blues what you love?
Oh, absolutely. I think really the art form's really entwined in so many things that it's kind of, you know, there's pretty much, you know, with the stories and the chord structures are so easy to, you know, kind of get the ideas across.
Well, playing the blues was certainly new for me, and I have been told that I have a voice that is outside the blues, but staunchly I deny this fact. I think that every heart and every soul, particularly people who have had any type of fight or struggle, which is pretty much every human on the planet, can relate to the blues. And certainly because I come from an art school background, it wasn't the first music that was on the table for me. The first music that was on the table for me was actually like reggae and calypso because of my music teacher. He was a very well-known and respected reggae calypso. I think he played on the first three albums of Bob Marley. And so that was on the table for me. But blues was really the first music that I actually could write with total truth, like unfiltered, real things. And the guys in the band, like Trevor has always been a blues guy. He started off with like classic rock blues and kind of followed the blues trail back from there. So his influence on me, at first I was a bit resistant to, because I'd grown up as a trad Irish musician and with Gaelic music and classical music kind of splitting my brain. But after being married to Trevor and his influence and taking me to a number of blues concerts, I began to quickly see that blues is really where it's at for my heart. I was completely taken aside by it. And I was finally able to say things that I really wanted to say, real things, things about my life that hurt. And I was able to bring it in a way that lifts people up at our concerts and reaches out to them. It's very normal to have women, especially because I do have a women's message about my life, my body, all parts of me, and that they relate to. And it's very common to see women that are just crying their heads off at our show because they feel like they've been touched by what I wanted to say to them, because blues, I feel, is the most real and genuine transaction for me to be able to communicate music. So although my voice is pure, I don't sing with a trashed kind of sounding voice. My heart and my soul do come through that. So for anyone that would say that, well, your voice is a little outside the blues, I'm like, yeah, but my soul is in it. And if you're listening, you can certainly hear that.
When you say your voice is a little outside the blues, is that more of an R&B soul shaker type voice? Or?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's just the voice that God gave me. Yeah. And so I'm going to work with that. And I think it's in popular culture, people feel that like that whiskey soaked voice is the blues. But when you listen to some of the original blues singers, that absolutely wasn't the case.
Right.
You know, like Audilee Patterson from the north of Ireland, who is someone I've looked up to. You know, a number of women, like Susan Tedeschi doesn't sing with a trash voice at all. You know, she's got a bit of grit, and certainly I have grit and power under the hood. But I think the blues needs to be encapsulated in what's being said and what the heart of it is and the genuine reality of what you're saying. You can't just candy coat the blues at all. And so we don't do that. The songs that we've written on our newest album are very real and very raw and about things like suicide, our friend who committed suicide, my friend, one of my best friends in my whole life who just passed away from cancer. We wrote a song on our album about, I wanted to sing over her while she was passing through her journey. And that song, we don't play it at shows very much because it's very hard for me to sing, because I'm definitely singing over the body of my friend as she's traveling back to whatever we go to. I wanted to sing something for her while she was in palliative care that she could hear. And that's the last track on our record called Spiritual Power. So everything we've poured into the words and music in this record that we've just put out are the things that cost me something to say when I was writing the lyrics.
Well, let's talk about that album. It's entitled Slam Bam. I think it was released in July of this year, 2014. Trevor, you've been listening to Tara and Mike
normal.
Talk about the blues. I want to weave in what you love about the blues, but let's steer it into this album. We started off this interview with Slam Bam, which is the title track, but tell us a little bit about why you love the blues, and let's talk about the album and what you were hoping to achieve with it.
Well, why I love the blues? It's a good question. Just the power and the feel of it. It's got that pulsating feel that you can just lock onto and nod your head and wail some guitar on top of it.
You do love to wail guitar.
I do. It's kind of fun sometimes. That it's hard to say. Just the music that I, you know, grew up listening to was blues. So thinking back, all those musics that I love, so naturally I'm going to love the blues, right? So, and as you head back further, you know, you find Robert Johnson and that kind of stuff. You love it even more. So, on the album, why we love the blues on the album? Is that the question?
Let's talk about the album. Okay. The album is called Slam Bam.
Yep.
We played the title track at the start. Why don't we talk a little bit about how that track came around?
That came up out of some riffage stuff that Mike had, some chords and some riffs. So we worked on that. Tiny Bee, Mike brought it, said, hey, I got this idea. We're like, awesome. So we just started construction of that, and Tara came in with some lyrics, and it was the birth of that song.
So you tend to write together? Is that how it works? Can I, Mike? Is you brought the germ of the idea for this song to the band? Tell us a little bit about that process, because I find that fascinating. How, particularly in a band situation, you know, it's easy to understand if you're a singer songwriter, you know, how you would put a song together. But in a band situation, particularly in a band where you all bring ideas, tell us a little bit about that process.
Right, we tend to do things pretty equally. You know, Trev will have maybe a riff he's been working on, and we kind of throw it in the pot when we're at rehearsal, and it tends to kind of take on a life of its own as we go. Our bass player, Joel, he's went to college, to Humber College, for jazz composition and everything, so he's a pretty handy guy to have around. But, yeah, basically we just kind of go into the studio and throw paint at the wall and see what happens. And guitars are always got lots to say. So, yeah, it's it always feels good when we leave the, you know, it always kind of turns out like 10 times what we would think it would ever be.
Are all of your own compositions co-writes? Is that how they tend to be?
All of them. Yeah. Yes.
When we go into the studio, like, it's very fortunate that Trevor and I own a beautiful studio, and Trevor went to OIART, Ontario Institute of Audio Recording Technology. So we have an in-house engineer, which is really very handy. And our band is unusually good at listening to each other and valuing each other's ideas. Although I am the mouthpiece of the band often, it's the guys who come with these musical ideas and lines that are very easy for me to catch. Like, it's almost like surfing a wave to catch what they're saying musically. Like Trevor, earlier you asked him about the blues. He doesn't like to say too much, but you hear Trevor through what he's playing in his guitar. He doesn't really talk about his feelings. I don't even think he knows what they are verbally. But with the guitar, he sure knows how to say what he's feeling. So it's similar with the rest of the guys in our band. So it's very easy for me to pick up what they're saying without words and then make words for it.
Let's play another track from the album. What would you like us to play?
Let's do Move On, if we could. Move On is a track that I think is a theme for a lot of people in their life, that they've been in these relationships that are not really good for them, and they choose to stay with it sometimes because it's handy. And so a good friend of mine has had a string of convenience relationships that she had been trying to kind of make better relationships. You know, you catch someone and then, well, maybe I'll fix them. And then I wanted to write words of encouragement to say, no, you've got to just take that out of your life and you've got to move on. You have to grow. And the song really implores people to do that and say the things that love just is not going to wait one more minute. You know, if you say that you love me, you better mean it and you better do it, or you better get out of my head. You know, either one. And I think a lot of people can relate to that.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall, joined by Tara McKenzie, Trevor McKenzie, and Mike Weir from the McKenzie Blues Band. Remember, they have just released their latest album. It is entitled Slam Bam. And today we're going to listen to a song entitled Move On. This is Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I've been seeking the key to your heart. Think I want you so bad, but I don't know where to start. You're throwing off signals that I don't understand. Do you want to be my friend, or do you want to be my man? When you're head and your heart seem a thousand miles apart. You think in your soul that you're scared to lose control. Take a leap of faith, try to see the forest for the trees. 'Cause it's a hard thing to say. Another minute, boy. Show me you mean it when you say it, boy. If you're playing with my heart, well, baby, I don't need it, boy. Just get out of my head and move on.
That was the Mackenzie Blues Band with a track entitled Move On from their latest CD. It is entitled Slam Bam. Now, if people want to buy the CD, they can get it from your website. Are there other places they can pick it up?
Yes, you can get it on CD Baby. I think you can get the physical copy from CD Baby. I mean, certainly, just come out to one of our shows.
Exactly. People need to come out to one of your shows. What I'd like to do, Tara, I'm joined by Trevor Mackenzie, Tara Mackenzie, and Mike Weir from the band today. I want to talk a little bit about the women's issues that you mentioned, because it's very important for you to, you mentioned at the start of this interview, about share your passion for empowerment. That's what I would call it. I mean, it seems to me that that's something that's really important to encourage people, particularly women, to look at their lives and to try and aspire them to lead as long, rich, and fulfilled life as possible. Can you talk a little bit about what that means to you and how you bring that into your shows? Because you mentioned also that you like to talk to the audience during the show.
Mm-hmm, certainly. I think that as women, because of my background, we're very Celtic and we're Irish people, and way, way in the past, women were also warriors, you know, and our women were leaders. And we weren't shut up very easily until a certain point in our history. So the more that I've connected to my culture, the more I've felt entitled to just be human and be looking at each other as humans rather than different sexes particularly. But women have this yoke, I feel, on us, and it's getting better. And my aim is to help us kind of be better in that it's difficult for us to talk about our bodies. It's difficult for us to talk about our hearts without fear of judgment. And there's a lot of issues that women struggle with that are really not talked about. Like in when it comes to illness, you can talk about if you have cancer. You can talk about if you have leukemia. And it's getting better now to talk about mental illness. But the issue of eating disorders, people really don't want to talk about. And there are so many women who are struggling with their body image. And a track on our album called Bone Cage is one that a lot of women react to for us. It's a track about, I suffered with really serious binge eating disorder and bulimia. And the idea of my body being this cage, I've written into that song. And I've received a lot of healing for that. But for so long, you couldn't actually say that you had any type of illness or that eating disorders are an illness. And a lot of times people would say to you, oh, well, you know, what are you worried about? You're so talented. And your talent cannot save you from this wild animal inside of you trying to kill you, you know. And I talk in my shows about the fact that, I mean, I'm a 230-pound woman, for those of you who can't see me on the air. And I nearly died from trying to be thin or trying to be somebody else's ideal. And I talk about the fact that I'm so grateful for every pound on my body because it means that I'm alive. And there are lots of people who show lots of their great weight loss photos, but I'm so thrilled to show up in my press photos with my beautiful curves and my roundness and my joy to be alive because I found a way to absolutely love myself. And in my shows, I talk about that because that is a swept under carpet issue for many women. And I think it's time for us to start talking about the fact that our bodies are the home for our soul, you know, as opposed to an image only or the vehicle that is going to get you things. You know, our bodies are a tool and our joyfulness should kind of come out through that. So in our shows, I talk about the fact that we desperately want to be loved, you know, and we need to be loved and we need respect. And Sweet Stuff on our album is a song about that sometimes when your partner comes home, that you don't want to get busy with them, you know, and that they maybe should work a little harder to get you in the mood to love them a little better. And it's good for women to be talking about these things that, you know, you'd really turn me on a lot more if you just helped me do the dishes.
Yeah, that's gross anyway.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I mean by, I really, in our shows, we do talk about the issues that women go through because I'm very honest about where my heart is in the lyrics I've written. And I do like to convey that in our show and people appreciate it.
So I imagine people must come up to you after the show when they've listened to the songs or they picked up the CD and ask you about certain issues because, you know, in the course of this interview, I think we've talked about several songs, probably four or five that that speak to really important issues in life, whether it's relationships, whether it's body image, issues that, as you mentioned, we all struggle with. I am curious, do you do motivational speaking? Because if you don't, we really need to get you onto that circuit as well. There is a great story there.
Sure.
And you clearly deliver the message really, really well.
Well, thank you. I'm hoping, though, that people will be lifted up by our shows and maybe that can be one in the same.
Why don't we play another track from the album? What would you like us to play?
You know, why don't we do Bone Cage? Because that, I'm excited about that song. There's lots of wonderful musicians on it. Coco LaValcorn, if you know her, her voice is on there. James Keelahan gave us a nice treat and sang on that. Drew McIver. So many wonderful people joined us for that particular track. So let's go ahead and do that one.
You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. My guests today are Tara McKenzie, Trevor McKenzie, and Mike Weir from the McKenzie Blues Band. Remember, their new CD is Slam Bam. You can find that on CD Baby, and you can also find the tracks online if you want to pick them up that way. This is Bone Cage from the McKenzie Blues Band on Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. That was Bone Cage from the Mackenzie Blues Band on Folk Roots Radio. Our guests, as I mentioned before, Tara Mackenzie, Trevor Mackenzie, and Mike Weir from the Mackenzie Blues Band. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. We're all squeezed into our mobile studio, which some people might say looks like a hotel room, but it's actually pretty cozy in here. And hopefully you're enjoying the audio from the interview today. Before we played that song, Tara, you mentioned some of the folk who are associated with Owen Sound, whether they live there and make music there, or you mentioned James Keelahan, obviously, with an association to summer folk as well. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the music scene in Owen Sound. My sense is it's a bit like Guelph. It has its own hub, a lot of people making music there. Can you speak to that?
Yes. Guelphites, we should start trading bands.
Well, I think with Drew McIver and Tyler Wagler, I think that's already happening.
Yes, exactly. Well, Tyler is from Owen Sound, of course. We have a vibrant folk and roots and blues and metal and every kind of music. I guess because we're isolated and then there's the peninsula, young people need something to do. And music lessons are very accessible. And we have very exciting music teachers and music education in Owen Sound. So we have a wonderful music store in Owen Sound, which is kind of the hub of the activity. Our Shotgun Wedding is a really great folk duo who is here at the conference, if you get a chance to meet them. Drew McIver, David Sarita, a beautiful gospel-type voice singer. We love him. Richard Nechtel is not too very far from us. Help me out, guys. Who else? Larry Jensen.
Everyone.
It's quite crazy. Coco Love Alcorn just lives up the street from us. I think there are, what, six bands just on our street, 4th Avenue Brian East, Leckie. Brian Leckie. So there is a lot going on in Owen Sound and a lot of venues for people to begin to start playing music. We have a lot of coffee houses in Owen Sound. So we're a community who's kind of encouraging our young people to come up. And our Folk Society, Georgian Bay Folk Society, we have an amazing youth program and a youth mentorship program called Youth Discoveries. So youth, we want you to come hang out with us in Owen Sound, of course. Right. So it is a very healthy community in Owen Sound because nobody is, I guess for lack of a better word, cannibalizing each other. You know, we are social networking for each other as well as for ourselves. I don't think any band really has a sense of self. We have a pure sense of community up where we are.
You mentioned all of the different people involved, but earlier on, and I'm not sure if it was pre the interview or in the earlier part of the interview, you mentioned your choir. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I have this wild animal of a choir. There's 140 members at the moment, and we put on our shows at this beautiful old church that has now become a performing arts center. And it's called The Choir That Rocks Owen Sound. And it's a program that I made for people who, I feel so passionate about not telling people to shut up when they sing. I think it's part of our culture that if you make one wrong note early on in your life, you're told you can't sing and you should just not sing, which I think is really robbing people of a spiritual power that we have to heal ourselves. So I have encouraged most of our community to come to this choir where you don't have to read any sheet music. I record everything on podcast so that each section, I only do three sections to avoid confusion, low, medium, and high voices. And then they learn their songs from sectionals. They hang out with their section, they learn their part, and then we all get together and sing. And I also offer a podcast for them to listen to their parts and practice. We practice every Sunday night for the adults and every Thursday night for the youth. And we have taken Owen Sound by storm. It's quite crazy.
It's insane.
We do like rock show lighting, and it is powerful to see when we do mass choir with the youth and adults to see 140 people on stage singing. We did Bohemian Rhapsody with the symphony, and we did some Neil Young with the symphony. What else did we do with the symphony? It was really cool. Ocean by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Mike was in the band for that, and Trev did the sound. And so we did like 80s hits with like some of the dance schools around. So sometimes we'll have full dance numbers with mass choir. It's very, very exciting.
It's very massive.
It is.
What's the name of the choir?
The Choir That Rocks Owen Sound.
Oh, it's actually called that.
It is, yes.
That's a great name. And how often do you perform?
Usually two nights in a row in the winter. So December 18th, 19th. And then we usually do a big show in May.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great to hear about that. I'd like to talk about moving ahead in the blues. The band's doing very well.
Thankfully.
You have picked up some awards. I think you got a Maple Blues Award for Best New Blues Rock Band. Is that right?
Best New Artist or Group.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how important it is to be recognized at your stage in the career.
Do you want to take that, Trev?
I guess I can. It's helped out huge, for sure. Yeah, I think doors have opened that wouldn't have opened without it, for sure.
Winning the Maple Blues Award has been a game changer for us, absolutely. Because, first of all, it was the public that gave it to us, really. The committee of 50 people nominated us, certainly, and we're very, very grateful for that, that they saw something in us and recognized that we're adding something to Canadian blues. But the massive support that we got in the voting for that is really what sealed that award for us. So that does kind of speak to the health of the community of our band, of people who are kind of in our corner.
I think you also received an Owen Sound Cultural Award, is that right, Beth?
Yes, for Outstanding Individual in the Arts. Yeah.
That must be very important for you. Obviously, we talked about the choir. We've talked about your involvement within the music community in Owen Sound. Can you talk a little bit about what that award means? And my sense is that it's not just an award for you, but it's one of those awards you get from the community, but you're clearly obviously already giving back to the community, which is why you got the award. It's like this constant circle.
Yes. It was extraordinarily humbling because there are so many beautiful artists in Owen Sound. And it was not simply in music or genre-based. It had to do with all of the arts. And the fact that my community recognized me as someone who is contributing to the health of arts in Owen Sound was particularly humbling. It's one thing to win a Maple Blues Award where it really helps your career and it really helps open up. It makes the sell softer when you're talking to a presenter that, okay, cool, well, I have an industry, you know, award. But the Owen Sound Cultural Award, it may not be as recognized broadly across Canada, but for a whole city, a whole community, to say that you are absolutely outstanding as an educator, as someone who is changing the culture of our musical scene in Owen Sound was probably one of the most humbling things that I've ever received. And I was I had a lot of gratitude for that award.
Let's head back to the album for another track. Hopefully we'll squeeze in another couple of songs before we get to the end of this interview. What would you like us to play this time?
Did we do Spiritual Power yet?
No, I would definitely like to have Spiritual Power in there.
I'd like to have a listen to Spiritual Power, I think, because to me it's the most, for me it was the most important track on the record for me, because one of my best friends, Ingrid, she was in palliative care for her cancer at that time, just when we were finishing the album. And I wrote this little thing that I wanted to sing over her spiritually as she was kind of passing through her journey. And I think having someone who you know and love sing to you while you're suffering is, she loved it, you know, and she loved what Trev played on the guitar, but it was a very simple thing until Joel, our bass player, I just couldn't get the right sound for how to produce the song or how to get out of it the sound that I was trying to say. And Joel just kind of immediately knew what to do with it, and he sat down to the Wurlitzer piano and he played it, and then the rest of the guys jumped right on board immediately, like totally kinetic happening. And we recorded the track that you hear on the album in one take as soon as it was being written. So we did a couple of overdubs and added the choir in. But other than that, it was literally as it was being born, we were catching the baby. It turned out that we couldn't actually change it on the record because no matter how many times we tried to re-record it, it didn't have the same magic or spiritual power. So we left it as it was, and we're very, very proud of that song. That song makes everybody bawl their face off when we play it live.
Sounds great. Let's play that now. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall Our guests today, Tara McKenzie, Trevor McKenzie, and Mike Weir from the McKenzie Blues Band. We've been talking about their new album, Slam Bam. This is Spiritual Power from the McKenzie Blues Band. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
As you can.
That was the Mackenzie Blues Band with Spiritual Power on Folk Roots Radio today. I'm Jan Hall. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference chatting with Tara Mackenzie, Trevor Mackenzie, and Mike Weir from the Mackenzie Blues Band. A really powerful song, and I'm so pleased that we're actually being able to play music from the new album at the same time as talking about what the songs mean. And again, that's part of the experience that people will get when they see you live. And I want to steer the conversation into that, because you are very much a live band, whether it's listening to you sing, Tara, or whether it's watching the outstanding musicianship on display in that show. And I'm going to say particularly Trevor, because I do love when you get those great guitar solos. It must be a bit of a thrill for you to do that, is it?
It's lots of fun. I always have fun playing guitar. That's why I wake up in the morning, for sure.
But you seem to get a little bit of a buzz when you play. Is that just what comes because that music just speaks to you so much?
For me, I close my eyes and listen to what's happening around me and just, you know, let the music be the guide, basically. So I'm just along for the ride, really.
So tell us a little bit about what people can expect at a show, Tara.
You're going to see Trevor jump really high in the air while he's playing his guitar. You're probably going to see me dance and shake all of my sweet goodness across the stage. You're going to see Mike kicking the butt off the drums and Joel super grooving on the bass. But overall, you're going to see four friends who really, really love each other and who are there for the purpose of the audience's pleasure.
You know? And I think there's also a little bit of audience participation, is there not?
Certainly. We definitely like respectful heckling.
But it's a show where I don't want to, you know, we've talked about the spiritual side of your music, sure, how important the lyrics are to you, but there's also kind of like a revival meeting feel about a Mackenzie Blues Band show.
There is. I think one of our quotes was like, it was getting stuck at a Saturday night fish fry and caught between an arson attack and a blues sermon, something crazy like that. But I don't know. Like, I think we have fun and we're kind of, I'm kind of a comedian at the same time. I guess if the audience gives us beautiful energy to work with as well, we really burn down a joint that we go and play at. For us, it's all about feeding into the big energy ball in the room. And we really want to get everybody in the audience off, for lack of a better term. And I want people to feel it. I want them to laugh. I want them to party. I really want them to shuffle their butt in the seat if they're not going to get up and dance. But we just played in Bayfield at the town hall, and it's known to be kind of what we call the cotton top demographic. Like, everybody, white hairs through the whole place. And this one, it ended up being an all-ages show, but even the seniors were off their seats dancing hard. So that was very exciting for us, because we feel like we're bringing a lively, fun show for people to just go and have fun and forget about everything else. They don't need to sit there and be too polite and listen so attentively. They need to just let the music tell them what to do.
You know, I can see a retirement home tour sometime in the future.
That'd be amazing.
What does the future hold for the band?
Well, like the future, the future is veiled, always. And we can only kind of see through it as like looking through a little window. Our intention is to tour. We've been playing mostly in Ontario. And we want to develop French-speaking Canada market, Quebec. I know that in Quebec there certainly is a love for rock blues, and we serve that up hot. We'd like to go to Western Canada first, but ultimately as well, we'd feel like we've been a real success. You know, if we could go back and play in Europe. I'm from Europe. I have a passport for Europe. I can work there. I love Europe. And so I'd love for us to be able to play in Europe as well. But ahead, we hope that we have a lot more live shows, and we hope a lot more presenters want to partner with us. And if we can keep playing live music and then record a few more great albums, that would be really fantastic.
It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. I'm going to give you a few seconds to remind people how they can get the new album, Slam Bam, and then I'm going to have you introduce the final song.
Certainly. The album Slam Bam is available on iTunes. It's available from CD Baby. It's available from our website. So, but most of all, we'd love for you to pick it up out of our hands so that we could sign it for you. Now, for the final track, Mike, I see you're pointing to something. Higher Road? Is that what you'd like to do? Great. Our final track will be Higher Road, which is basically all about the fact that we all worry about our life, but the hook for the song is a heavy load is lightened on the higher road. So if we begin to treat each other with more respect and love, our life will be much more full.
And that is a beautiful way to end this interview. And I have goosebumps on the radio yet again. And I want to thank you for that.
Thank you,
Tara McKenzie, Trevor McKenzie, Mike Weir from the McKenzie Blues Band. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you join us on the show today. I certainly encourage everyone listening to head out to their shows. They are a great, great live band and definitely need to be experienced in that environment. We'll leave you today with the McKenzie Blues Band from the new album Slam Bam and a song entitled Higher Road. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Heavy load is lighting on the higher road. Heavy load is lighting on the higher road. Heavy load is lighting on the higher road. Let me tell you where I'm coming from. Everybody's worried that the time they spend down here, running round in circles, wondering why the path ain't clear. Everyone is searching for hope they can find. Coming from coming from